Albany native and Berkshire's resident Kim Taylor says it's been a whirlwind since she received the call from Pennsylvania Avenue. Taylor is a trustee of the Boston Symphony, who's been with the organization for more than 30 years. She has worked with President Obama on both his campaigns, along with her husband James, whom you may have heard of.
James and I, again, when we worked for the president, we did not have anything that we were expecting in return. It was just a great honor to be able to do the work we did. And this was a wonderful surprise that I was approached and asked to be a member of the committee. So it's just one of those, I guess, opportunities in life that you don't see coming, but you're sure happy that they did.
But Taylor says the announcement also comes with some disappointment and even a touch of embarrassment.
But I will miss the Supreme Court swearing in, and I'll miss the first meeting. So when it rains, it pours.
Instead, she and her husband will be attending an event in Boston marking the 50th anniversary of President Kennedy's death. Taylor says she isn't exactly sure what her role is going to be on the committee, but sees promise in her fellow committee members.
It's a pretty exciting group. I know that Yo-Yo Ma is a member, Sarah Jessica Parker, Anna Wintour, who's editor of Vogue, Kerry Washington, Forrest Whitaker. So I think Yo-Yo and I are the only two from classical music on it, which will be fun. And anything that Yo-Yo's on is bound to be, you know, have a lot of energy and high success rate, I think.
Having worked with Yo-Yo Ma at Tanglewood, Taylor says she is looking forward to reuniting with the cellist in the slightly more formal setting of the nation's capital. A singer, actress, and writer, Taylor says she has been able to profit from a life of living just a stone's throw from the various cultural institutions that dot the Berkshires.
I'm really grateful for the chance to raise the flag for the arts in any way I can, and especially here in the Berkshires when they're so bountiful and diverse, and they do so much for the fabric of our lives here. And anything I can do to increase the visibility of the arts here, that's something very dear to my heart.
Created in 1982, the committee serves as an advisory board to the White House on cultural issues, working with federal agencies and the private sector to develop and support arts and humanities-based programs. The committee is primarily involved with the National Endowment for the Arts, the National Endowment for the Humanities, and the Institute of Museum and Library Services. The nation's First Lady serves as the committee's honorary chair. A theater performer since high school, Taylor received a degree in English literature from Smith College and wrote for the Boston Globe and Boston Magazine. Mark Volpe is the managing director of the Boston Symphony. He calls Taylor a close confidant.
She is an expert in the arts, and she's a fantastic advocate for the Berkshires. She certainly knows music. She certainly is incredibly literate in terms of, was a terrific writer, and I think occasionally still finds time to write. And so I don't think you can find a better appointee, and I was delighted that the president saw fit to appoint her.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.